This season of Five Gems in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loss, grief, death, abuse of power, colonialism, and the consequences thereof. Content warnings for today's episode include trypophobia, implantation, bugs, bugs hatching in people, body horror, gore, and a brief allusion to torture. Be sure to check out each episode description to find out which content warnings are in which episode. Listener discretion is advised. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody! Welcome back to Five GMs in a Trench Coat. It's me, Tanlin, your GM, playing D&D 5e. Tanner, do you have something to say?
Hello, audience. I'm Tanner. I'm playing Anders. I'm really having a good time this game. I'm excited to play more.
So we're starting with Tanner now?
I didn't want to.
No, you know why? He was doing all that because he was upset that he hasn't gotten a start.
Tanner likes going to a left, bro.
I'm jealous of Adam. I want Tanlin's attention.
Would you like me to introduce myself and make Tanner introduce himself again at the end? And then we'll just cut the first one out?
No, I feel like we should keep all this.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, Adam, go ahead.
Oh, hi, I'm Adam. She introduced me for myself, but you know.
Sorry, I just love you so much, and I love your name.
What
and
is
I love
going on
it.
This episode? Hi, I'm Adam. I play Callan, a little goblin freak who has some eggs laid in his back, and he's not a fan of that, so he's going to kill this thing expeditiously and dig them out. Fuck, they explode in a turn.
They do explode. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Reen, and I just pulled up, bro. I don't even know what's going on. There's a giant worm centipede thing now. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm Jesse, and I don't like what's happening at all. And I'm playing 2.5 horns, and he doesn't like what's happening. Might just let the spell kill him, to be honest.
Oh.
If this doesn't go well.
Hi. It's your best friend, Tanner. How are you guys doing? Are you doing good? I'm doing good. I'm playing Anders.
Anders?
And
again.
Ander. I knew a guy named Anders. And so I keep thinking about him on accident when I say that name.
I don't believe you.
You just think about boys?
Start the game.
Okay. So where we fucking left off. This thing, this fucking freak, has bursted out of the ground and expelled more Quitos into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And more fog. And I think now that you're like face to face with it, because I had mentioned before that the fog is weighing heavy on your mind and it's making your judgments are lacking. Like you feel like you can't make the right choice. So how are we gonna fucking do this? So there's so many bugs in the air. So I'm going to do them as like a swarm. Is there already a thing for that? Anyways, that will go at like a 20. And instead of individual things attacking you, it'll just be like dex to get out of the way of them. Yeah, roll initiative.
2.5 Gorns got a 10.
I also got a 10.
2.
I got a dirty 20.
Oh, slay. Okay. So I'll have you act. You will act before this one.
Okay.
All right. So at the top is Reen.
Hello. So I pull up. I see this giant fucking guy. And I think I'm just gonna go up to the centipede and hit the centipede.
As one should.
So I'm going to go up and make my 2 attacks.
Alright.
That one's a 14.
That does not hit.
Alright. That one is a dirty 20.
That does hit.
And then I'm gonna spend a key point to flurry of blows, so I make 2 unarmed strikes as a bonus action. I'm gonna see if those hit first. That one definitely doesn't. That one's a 12. And that one is a 26. That'll be 18 damage.
Yahoo! All right. Next is the swarm, which everyone make me a dexity wexity.
Oh.
Dirty 20.
Awful time. Not one.
I got an advantage because I can't use the red.
16.
I actually got an 18 because I get minus two.
So the only person who gets hit is Rin. You, yep.
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 This is unpleasant.
Dude, you get egg in you. And I'm going ahead and going to roll it.
Egg in me.
But like not like that.
Not in a good
but
way.
Not but not in a great way.
No, you take three damage and you get three eggs in you. All your rolls are reduced by four.
All rolls or saves? Because that could get bad fast. Because then your next dex is reduced by however many. You fuck up,
it
you fail
stacks
again.
Stacks only to four. So make sure you keep track of how many you have.
I will.
Yeah. And that's the swarm.
They explode around.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Next is the fucking thing.
The big guy?
The big guy. Where are you two? You're on it. Where are you two?
I'm up against it because I just attacked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just attacked it.
I was running to it.
You are running to it. So you are on it,
mm-hmm.
Miss Thing.
Yes.
And so... it's going to make an attack at you.
All right.
Tell me you should record an album.
Thanks, man.
Does a 14 hit? No. Then it doesn't hit you.
It can still move. It's going to run towards you and trample. You're going to make a strength saving throw.
All right.
11.
Damn. So... on a failure, you are knocked prone.
Oh, fuck.
And you're going to take 2d6 bludgeoning, halved because you're raged. 3 damage to you.
3?
Yes, sir.
As Jesse's going.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you have advantage on strength checks.
You did.
Strength saving throws when you rage.
Yeah, you should.
It's just in the rage thing.
Oh, okay.
Do you...
ah!
Better?
Yeah, I got 21 this time.
So he's not knocked prone, he just takes
yeah,
half
I'll
damage.
Just let you take the damage.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, you take half of that. Half of 3, so 2. Yeah. Give yourself one more.
Gain point. One more hit
yeah,
point.
Gain back. One more hit point, my friend.
All right.
And then that goes to, I think it's either Callan or Halfling. Who has the bigger deck?
I do. I'm at 4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tuck and roll off this thing. Because
mm-hmm.
It's damage per 10 feet. And I'm only 8 feet up, right?
Fall?
For falling? Yeah.
So I don't take any falling damage?
No.
I'm going to roll off. So I'm jumping. I want to get to...
hi. Reen?
Reen. And I'm
I
like,
got fucking implanted.
Do you have any of my arrows?
Oh, how many wars was I able to collect?
You guys spent a good while out there fucking scheming, so I'd say you would be able to have gotten all of them.
Are okay, they just, yeah. Like, tucked into your waistband?
Yeah, they're just
so
tucked.
I'm just drawing them from her waistband, and I'm going to use my samurai ability, so I'm going to get advantage on this thing, and I'm getting plus 5, and I'm just taking shots at it. So for the first one, I'm going to subtract 5 from it. 21.
To hit, yes.
So that's the first attack. Second attack. I got the exact same thing. I'm going to subtract 5 from it again, so 21 to hit. So I hit twice. 22 damage for the first attack,
mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, 22 damage for the second attack.
Oh, shit.
As I hop off this thing, slide back, I'm like, hold still, and just send 2 fucking notched mean arrows into this thing, and I just go, listen, I'll gabe, and then these things explode out of my back painfully.
Yes, it does. It does. And how much damage did you take last time?
I took 6 last time.
Yeah, so you're gonna take double that.
All right, that is my turn. I already action surged before, so.
So that's your turn. This thing fucking hisses wildly.
I am Lee Sin El-Gaib.
Yeah, pisses out more bugs.
So I'm unfazed.
Dude, true. Now it's half horn.
All right, I'm coming at it. I'm cutting it. It's gross, throbbing
yeah,
belly.
Fuck that thing.
And I'm recklessly attacking.
Okay.
Funk yeah.
Nat 20.
Yeah!
Oh, shit.
Jesse, you're the goat, dude.
First attack. Oh, the second attack wasn't that. It's fine. 18.
To hit?
Yeah, to hit.
That hits.
Oh, that was a 10. So let's see. That's 15 is for the max damage.
Mm-hmm.
Then 12. And then I got 10. Yeah, 15 and 12. Yeah. That was for the crit. So 27 overall. Oh no, but I get my rage damage, which is 2, so another 2, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 10 damage for the second one. So altogether, I do 49 damage.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Yeah. So you fuck this thing.
Ah!
It does
was
not
it,
feel
Was it
good.
Magical or non-magical?
Yeah, my great axe is
it's
magic.
It's magical now. You fuck this thing. You give it a massive gash in its body. In its face and body. Yeah. I mean, shit, man. Shit. Fucking shit, dude. Good fucking God. You guys are damage guys.
What if I just shoot randomly?
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, what are the chances I hit one of them versus something that's bad? You know what I mean?
So, starting on the next round, that's going to be a thing. You have to make wisdom saves before every attack, or that attack will go towards one of your friends.
I guess I'm going to shoot anyways.
Go for it.
Into the fog and hope it hits something.
Make it happen.
Fog, I thought the fog cleared.
12.
12 to hit anything.
Anything.
It misses everything,
dude,
in the fog.
It's missing. You hit a few bugs. A few bugs.
Hell yeah.
Whoa, Andre, did you do that? Did you do that on purpose?
Clear.
All right, back to the top with Reen. Now we are doing the wisdom save before you attack. The fog is weighing heavy. You're so close to the thing, it's starting to actually affect how you're doing things.
We're going to fucking kill each
Jesus
other.
Jesus Christ, guys. And that's only a 12.
Ties go to you, friend.
Fucking God, dude.
I think for a second, because you're like, I'm gonna fucking get this thing. And you feel yourself urged
to hit me.
I'm like,
what are you doing?
I think about it, and I'm like,
yeah, no, please.
I shouldn't.
You snap yourself out of it.
I'm going to take 2. You know what? We're going to do this one first. 19 to hit. I'm going to spend a key point to do a stunning strike on this bitch. So it has to make a con saving throw of 14.
Dude, I whiff it.
Yeah!
That shit.
It's done! So does that mean I make my next attack with advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Bonk, yeah, dude.
Do you still do damage on that one? On
oh,
the
yeah.
Stunning strike? Yeah.
That's just 8 damage on the first one.
Is it bludgeoning or is it magical bludgeoning?
Magical because it's a +1 weapon. Anyways, next attack. That'll be 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to spend another key point to flurry of blows. Might as well because this bitch is stunned.
Oh, yeah.
So make 2 unarmed strikes. That'll be a 19 to hit.
Yes.
And a 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I hit 3. 25 damage.
Oh, shit. This thing isn't happy, guys, that this is happening to it. That motherfucker fucking slashed the shit out of it. It's
crits.
So sad right now.
It's okay. I got egg in me, so like.
You do have egg in me. Now that is your turn?
Yes, that is my turn.
Okay.
Just so slash the shit
now
out
it
of it.
Now it is the swarm. Everyone, give me a little dexy wexy.
Oh. Fuck.
Fuck me.
8. 12.
17.
You're good. You're not here. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sorry, Tim.
How are you feeling, dude?
Here's the thing.
Not full of eggs?
Yeah.
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 They don't go out of
you two. You two are good. You, like, narrowly escape one.
Oh, thank God.
That's, like, coming straight for your fucking face, bro.
Oh.
And then you get hit. Yeah. So let's do that. You're gonna take 3 damage. And, God damn it. You get 4 more eggs in you. You don't get any minuses from them, but they're in there. And it doesn't feel great. And they suck.
They're
and I'm sorry.
Throbbing in you.
And that's how it is, baby. You're like.
Feel their heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. They're growing. You're babies. They're your babies.
It's the big guy's turn.
I want to cut to Ander to see what he's doing before we go into what you and.
It's the big guy next.
Oh, it is the big guy next.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll cut to Ander before the big guy does anything.
Has the fog changed at all from the outside?
It has condensed. So rather, it's like receding but it,
yeah,
you can
I'm
tell that it's
following the fog. I'm staying, making sure to be outside of it, but okay. I'm following it. I might just start like, pew, like more just to see like if anything happens. You get me? Like if I can see any further into it, that sort of thing.
Dude, yeah. You hear, actually, you hear, this is what I wanted to do. You hear the voice, you're like, the fuck are you doing, pussy? Go in.
I ignore that. But I keep, like, firing, like, kind of like, I'm like, this is too tall for any of them to get hit, right? Just because I don't want to hit any of them. Do I see anything, like, any deeper, like, as I shoot the fire in, you get me?
You gotta go in the fog, dude. Like, I feel like it's condensing now, so even like the light is kind of harder.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, I dig.
I'll
ask. Then I'll communicate to, Callan. Do you need help? Do you need to come inside?
Excuse me.
Well.
If you walk into the fog, I'll let you reroll your initiative.
Okay.
This could be going a lot better.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, but I haven't gotten any eggs in me.
It's a solid point.
Yeah.
You know, that like.
Such a solid point.
All of us got eggs in us.
Oh. I think I'm gonna stay outside. I'm gonna stay outside.
Oh, bitch.
That's so valid, dude. I'm gonna say.
No,
you're...
he'd go inside and help. Fuck
yeah?
You guys. Yeah, he would. God damn okay. It. So Ander goes inside.
I was gonna say you're out of initiative
with
if you
Gareth.
Stay out there. He'll follow you. You're going to ask him to go with you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Just stay back. Be careful. Cover me. I'll cover you.
All right, brother.
And then I'm going to, like, aim and, like, move in. I'm going to move in. Yeah.
He's, like, holding onto your pant leg as you guys go in. You can go ahead. You can roll a new initiative.
12.
Okay, Slay.
Is that better
Slay.
Or worse?
No, yeah. I mean,
it's
it puts
like
you.
The same.
Yeah.
Maybe a little better. But
it puts
like
you a little better. You're not last.
Nice.
That's cool.
Anyways. Now it's the monster. You two are on it.
Mm-hmm.
You three. Okay. It's going to make its skewer attack on... I'm just going to roll between the three of you, actually. I'll roll D4. 1, 2, 3.
Three rolls on four.
1.
Ah!
Little guy!
Listen, you don't have to do this.
It's coming for that butt.
This isn't you.
Yeah.
We're co-parents. Guys!
Wait! I stunned it.
You did stun it, but, I mean, yeah.
It's Mama Bug.
It's Mama Bug.
But it could still buzz.
Yeah, so I think it'll send bugs at you, Kim, because you stunned it.
Yeah.
They want to protect Mama. So, yeah, just make a dex savey.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Egg in you, baby.
Okay, so you said the max amount of eggs I can have is 4 at a time?
The max amount of minuses you get from it is
4.
Okay.
So, all right. Got it.
That's 4 damage, 3 eggs, and do you have any minuses already?
Yeah, I do. I have the max amount.
So we're going to go to Ander.
Yes. I'm in the fog. I'm looking for the people.
Yes, you walked into the fog. You were looking for your friends. The little voice in your head is like, dude, I know exactly where they fucking are. And you could feel it pulling you towards, or you could probably sort of hear combat.
Okay.
Hissing. And you're there.
If I'm going to head in the direction, if I find them, do I still have my action?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I will. Dissonant whispers it.
Ooh,
the
what
big
does
thing.
That do?
Whisper discordant melody. Target must make wisdom save. On a failed save, it takes 5d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far away as its speed allows away from you.
That's cool.
Doesn't move into obviously dangerous ground. But yeah.
Wisdom, you said?
Yes.
Love that spell.
Cool.
I don't think it passes.
Radical.
It's a 5.
Do you mind if I borrow one more d6?
Yeah, man.
Thank you. So I'll do the damage first. 17 damage.
All right. This thing hates you guys, and it's hurting.
Now it needs to move as far away from me as it can.
Okay, it is going to burrow.
Can it do that?
Oh,
because it's stunned.
Stunned.
Fuck! It can't move. It's stuck there.
Being stunned is a nightmare.
It is stuck there until
if available. So yeah,
yeah.
That,
okay.
Man, it's gonna get fucking. It's getting obliterated because we're just jumping it.
You guys are jumping this fucking thing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna. No, I can't. Because you can only cast one spell at a turn. On a turn. Yeah.
Unless you also do a cantrip.
I'm gonna quicken that spell. And then I'm going to firebolt it.
Nice.
Okay. That's an attack, right?
Correct.
Roll a wisdom.
Dude, I've got it. 18.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Solid.
Funk
dude,
yeah.
You're so solid. You're so used to the shit.
12.
You get advantage. It's stunned.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 2 years to it.
Dude, 14.
Does not hit it.
What if I twin spell it? Nah. That's not how that works.
Yeah. This thing's about to get fucking jumped because it's dying.
That's if they succeed the wisdom.
That's true. That is true. Because
we might jump each other right now. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Minds Never Matter podcast.
Welcome to the Crit Award-nominated Minds Never Matter podcast. We're a group of five friends running a narrative-driven homebrew campaign based on 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. Our current campaign follows four budding adventurers: Emilia Victisolis, the paladin noble with a not-so-heart of gold, Pogo Stardust, the hard-working barbarian doing his best to become a wizard, Cecily Belgariam, a bubbly cleric with the same vibe as a homeschooled church fanatic, and Sarthelian Grey, the charmingly self-centered rogue with more problems than his aim with a dagger as they take on one of the most stressful challenges of their lives, becoming college students. Taking place on the continent of Divitotum, which is comprised of 7 unified regions, our party comes together after being enrolled in the adventuring college of Elona, the centermost region in Divitotum. The college is known for training some of the top adventurers in the world, and each of our quote-unquote heroes have their own motivations and reasons for coming to the school as freshmen. As the four begin to bond as a party and get used to their newfound independence at the school, weird things start happening that may indicate there's a much larger threat than midterms looming on the horizon. You can listen to Minds Never Matter wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can also keep up with us by following us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at Minds Never Matter Podcast, Twitter at FlayYourMindPod, TikTok at minds.never.matter, or you could even send us an email at mindsnevermatterpod@gmail.com. We have a lot of really cool stuff right on the horizon that we're so excited to share with all of you. Thanks so much, and go Mind Flayers!
If you're a fan of Magical School in the setting of D&D 5e, I highly recommend you check out Minds Never Matter Pod. They're a great group and a fun time. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over on Girls Run These Worlds.
Looking to add a bit more femme-driven, player-centered storytelling to your life? Wanting to stream as a part of the tabletop role-playing game community, but not sure where to start? Come join our cast over at Girls Run These Worlds. We are a pro-black, pro-queer, multi-award-winning production studio dedicated to bringing you safely into the TTRPG space. Whether you have a chaos gremlin you're itching to try out, or are looking for a more serious narrative to weave with others, GRTW has you covered. We have an expertly managed, carefully refined production process that ensures every show gets the care and consideration it deserves, with members of our council taking care of project management. From casting to session zeros to graphic design, we handle the stress so you can focus on your story. So, what are you waiting for? Come apply for games at Girls Run These Worlds and make your stories a reality.
Girls Run These Worlds is an amazing TTRPG studio that does some great work highlighting femme and BIPOC voices. If that's the sort of thing you're looking for, or you're looking into getting into streaming, I highly recommend you check them out. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
So it's going to Callan, I believe.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Wisdom save?
Yes.
Because I'm going to attack it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That tracks.
Oh, no.
5.
Yeah. So, who is closest to him?
I'm, because we're right next to
him. Yeah. So, you're going to take... The next attack that you do is going...
Just attack or round of attack?
Round of attack.
That's your friend!
Fuck.
It's fucking with your mind. For a second, you're like, it's right here.
It's a...
And I can kill it.
I'm a bug.
I miss both. 14 and 13.
No!
I rolled absolute garbage on both of them. Cool. That's my turn.
All right. Happy.
All right.
Gotta make a wisdom save, my boy.
Oh, God. Oh yeah, before you attack. Fuck! Yikes.
Will an 8 do it?
An 8 will not do it, my friend. Both of these two are near you, huh? So I could just do an even odd situation. Who wants what?
I'll take evens.
Evens it doesn't hate you. So that is odds.
The big bug.
Your mind falters.
All right, I'm reckless attacking.
Yep.
2 nat 1s.
Oh fuck yeah! Yeah, but do you hit me with your other attack?
Oh yeah, I forgot my second attack.
2 nat 1s is crazy.
Yeah.
Please.
20, dirty 20.
Yeah, you hit me.
So 8 damage.
Okay, that's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
Ouchies, guys. Ouchie, ouchies.
It is
mine.
Yeah, back to the top of the round.
I have egg.
Oh, you took 3 last time, so you take 6. As it bursts out of your body.
Oh, Lord.
That's the right response, Jesse.
It is the right response. That fucking hurts. Anyways. I'm going to make an attack, but first I'm going to make a wisdom, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Fucking Christ. And that one?
Yeah, Jesse and Adam are closest to you.
I'll keep evens.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to go to Jesse.
Nice. I have advantage on attacking Jesse.
Dude, yeah. You're reckless.
Because he recklessly attacked. Fuck.
Do you flurry of blows, though?
Yeah, because I think it's the stupid fucking worm.
It's fucked up, man.
It is fucked up. You're right. 16?
Yep.
Fuck.
I have a 15 hourglass.
Fuck.
Shit.
Jesse. Better, so that one hits. It's like a 24.
Just roll your next 2 attacks.
I'm
going to
roll my next.
Are you going to stunning strike?
No, because I don't have any key points after that.
Oh, that's good.
Nah, that one hits.
My God.
It's a 26. And that one also hits at the 24. I hit all of my damage. I'm sorry, Jesse. Okay, so 2 of them are with my staff. 2 of them are unarmed strikes.
Magical bludgeoning? Are you resistant to that?
No. Well, I mean, bludgeoning is 2.
Yeah, so 30, not half.
Okay, so 15.
So 15 damage.
Right. Not even bloody, dude.
Yeah, I just don't want to hit Jesse.
Yeah,
know?
I'd much rather hit the monster. And it's not stunned anymore.
And it's no longer stunned, and I can't stun it because I'm out of key points, guys. All right, that's me.
So it goes to the swarm, which...
Natural 1. Sorry, I didn't say it in the mic.
16?
You're good.
Oh, 16 for me also.
You're good.
16, dude.
Dude, you guys are good except for... Dude, did you have eggs in you before?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, they would have burst.
Yeah, they would have bursted.
I had
now
3. I have 3 in me.
Okay.
3 in me.
So
such a fucked
6
up thing
awful
to say.
Sentence.
He took. Okay.
So I take 8 damage.
Yes. Yeah. I get 2 legs. In.
Shit.
And that's the schwam. Then it goes to.
You gonna
monster.
Have any skin left after this?
God only knows.
It's not stunned anymore because I couldn't stun it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's gonna go for fucking Callan like it wanted to, but then it was stunned.
Why did you want to attack me?
And I want you.
He wants
I want you
booty.
And I need you. It whiffed it hard. And then it's gonna coil as a bonus action.
What the fuck?
So
what does that mean?
It's not gonna be able to move, but
Like, ups its fucking defense?
Yeah, it ups its defense.
What a bitch.
And I already have -4 on my attack, so I'm not hitting it.
Whore. To the worm, not you, Tanlin.
Well, it just takes less damage when you do it. It's not, you still can hit it. So that goes to Ander.
I'm gonna do dissonant whispers again.
All right.
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save. An 8?
Nope.
Yeah, this thing doesn't have wisdom.
Can I have make sixes? It burrow, though.
Yes, sir. Here, you can have these nice ones.
Oh. If that's the case.
It's fine.
10 damage.
Okay.
So that now it has to move as far away from me as it can.
As it can. So, yeah.
It's coiled.
It is coiled. It can't move.
Is that how it works?
Yes. Okay, take movement. It cannot move until the beginning of its next turn.
Oh, nice.
So it is still there, and it's coiled. It's
like, oh, now it's my turn, right?
Leave me alone in its head.
Are you done, Tanner?
Yep. No.
What do you want to do?
I'm gonna quicken again and then shoot it twice. Once.
Dude, kill it. Please kill it. Tanner, please kill it, dude.
I have to make a wisdom save.
You have to make a
wisdom. Oh, fuck. Tanner.
9.
Oh, fuck, Tanner!
You're gonna kill one of us, dude.
Oh,
and you quicken spell it.
12 to hit.
Oh, I didn't hit anybody.
Oh, okay.
Good thing you only roll 12s on your attack.
Yeah, no shit.
You rolled like 4 12s on attacks, man.
Hey, man, it happens.
Now it's my turn. 19, natural 19 on the wisdom.
You're going for that thing. You know it. My mind is clear.
I look at like.
You focus.
Sirene. I'm going to turn and like. And I'm going to use my last samurai burst to get fucking advantage on this thing.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
just going to run up with my sword. Because at this point, sharpshooter is way worse than it is normally. Because I technically take a -9 to utilize sharpshooter. let's go.
You got it.
That is perhaps the worst I could have rolled ever, except for save for a 1. I missed that. Mama wants another new pair of shoes. Okay, Mama doesn't. Oh, okay, is that a nat 20?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
How?
Thank fucking God.
How much can you do?
Hold on. Let me do my math.
Okay.
So before I roll 13 damage, and then I can do the additional 5. So 18, 19. Max I can do is 19. Oh, not max. Minimum I do is 19.
Yeah. So how do you want to kill this fucking
thing?
I
take a breath in, and then I just jump, and then just cut in. Like, I just end up on the other side of it, and then it's in half.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I forgot I'm really good at using the sword. Yeah. I got so caught up in using my bow and arrow. I throw up a lot. Vomit in blood.
As you fell, this fucking giant monstrosity.
Uh-huh. I have to make another wisdom saving throw because it releases a bunch of fog into the air.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No. It just becomes deconstitutes.
I start eating it.
Please don't. And all the fog dissipates. All the bugs that were in the air deconstitute as well.
What about the dagger? What about the
yeah.
Dingers. Oh.
Sorry. It's in everything.
It's okay.
Eggs.
The eggs are egg no in longer me? In you.
They're just oozing
they,
out of
they
us?
They ooze out of you.
Gross.
That's
this
disgusting.
Is worse.
That's disgusting.
We don't get the damage for
this
it.
Is actually worse, I think.
It might be. It's going to be like a zit. We're going to have to pop it.
Someone kill me. Someone kill me, please. I would have rather died.
What happened here?
I don't want to do this anymore.
And amongst the gross black and red sludge is this. Is there's like glowing in it.
Oh, yeah. I eat that for sure.
Don't eat that.
Who here is comfortable with glowing stuff?
I am.
You do have
who
that.
Here that's not Ander is comfortable with glowing stuff?
Because
Ander tried to walk into the fog.
I'm cool with glowing stuff.
Ander, pick it up.
I'll approach it.
Okay, so as you approach, you kind of have to get your hands in the sludge a little to get to it.
That's fine. I don't recoil at all.
Actually, as you're putting hands into the sludge, the sludge around it is, like, hot.
Oh.
Like, are you going to touch this thing? You could feel it getting warmer as you go towards it.
If I'm going to start taking damage, no.
Yeah, we're talking warmer like an iron for ironing board, or like warmer like...
Like your hand is going towards an iron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'm about to get a third degree burn, I'm out.
So like maybe your finger like slightly touches it and you take like 3 damage.
You take 64 damage.
You take 500, 400, 6,000.
Oh, it's the sun.
I I die so badly that I come back to life only to die again. I'm gonna say it's hot to the touch. We need something to carry it that's resistant to heat.
Oh, 2.5 horn is resistant to heat. Look at him.
When I'm raging.
Don't we have a bag of holding?
Who's holding on to that?
I did. I don't think we decided.
We didn't discuss who had it.
One of you two had it because you have all the stuff.
I will say I had it. I mean, whatever. But we needed something to grab it with because I guess, can I scoop it up with the bag of holding?
Totally.
Can I, you know that thing where you hold like a paper, yeah. You know, like a bag,
yeah, totally,
and like, grab
man.
It like
no,
that?
No, you're going to flip the bag of holding inside out.
Yeah, like, oh. But there's nothing in it yet.
We don't know that.
Oh, I got two hand axes. I can like try to pick it up.
Or hold it open and I'll kick it in.
I like that idea.
We spent a long time.
We spent like 4 minutes doing different ideas, you know? Like, no,
like this.
Wait, hold on.
After 25 minutes, we get it in there, and all of us take about 2 damage.
Yeah, so it's this, like, palm-sized little, like, reddish-purple glass-looking stone.
Question, the goop of the monster, how much does it look like the green slop from the prison?
Oh, my God. 2.5 horns, don't.
It was like, blackish.
What's the consistency?
The consistency is similar, but only in the sense that it's slop.
2.5 horns, listen to me.
I know what you're thinking. No.
Don't do it.
Put it up to my lips.
Don't do it.
I take a little sip.
He dies.
Yeah.
You take like 1 necrotic damage.
It tastes like literal death.
Yeah. I want to try giving it some water.
Egging me.
It's hot. I pour some water over it.
Crush it in my hand.
It was just thirsty.
No.
I crush it in my hand.
Anyways, Dylan.
Yeah, so you kick that thing into...
After 25 fucking minutes. Fumbling around
trying
with
to figure it out. And, like, it's quiet. It's nice.
Let's go back to bed.
Yeah, you guys want to go take a nap?
Yeah.
What time is it, roughly? Like, you know, based off the moon?
Based off the moon, it feels like... Because time felt like it passed for you when you two were out of the fog for a little bit. But once you guys went back in the fog, it hasn't, like, passed since then. So it's still, like, close to morning, but not yet light, you know? Still nighttime.
Well, let's go find that dead body we saw running over here.
Oh, yeah, that's actually great point. Yeah.
Dead body? What?
Oh, yeah. We only saw the dead body.
Yeah. I thought I told Andrew about it.
Yeah, so I
maybe.
Mean,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you did not.
Yeah, I don't think wonder
about it.
There's that dead body, and then there's other bodies.
Oh, do they all have marks on their heads?
Yeah, they all have marks on their heads, and they all have similar wounds to what you guys have with holes and pustules.
I think that maybe we are the first group that's been sent out, and that's where all the prisoners were going. Boom, solved it.
guys got any loot on them?
Yeah, that's what that was. Secondly, I assume we have 100 gold. I assume they each have close to 100 gold on
them. Yeah, totally, man.
How many bodies are there?
we're
farming.
There's like 4.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, split up the gold.
It's 4 of them. Well, we just won't tell Gareth.
Gareth, can you go find my arrows I shot earlier? Yeah, we loot these bodies. Do they have any? Do any of them have any like arrows on them?
Yeah, sure. I'd say. Yeah, there's like sleigh.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, you guys going back to bed?
Yeah. There's no way I can't continue in the state that I'm in currently.
That's so valid.
I just go. Well,
we went through a lot.
It's time for bed.
Are you gonna do anything
I'm
before?
Going to try to not think about that stupid thing ever again. And I have to try to not think about the fact that there are eggs in me.
None of
us ever talk about this.
I agree.
Hold on. Would you guys consider that weird, funky ball an item?
Yeah.
Because they didn't give us a sending stone, but these guys are dead here. So are we picking up weird shit, or are we also doing our job?
I assume this is one of the items that we had to grab.
Ander, give me a...
History, arcana, religion, geniusness.
With advantage.
Dude. Nat 20?
Oh,
yeah. 25?
Dude, this thing is definitely what you're looking for. Like, it's telling you that from the bag. Your brain is telling you that.
This is one of the items that we were supposed to find.
What the fuck is it?
Can I roll the trying to figure out what it is? 24.
God damn. It feels gross. It feels disgusting, but it's not something you're unfamiliar with. Honestly, it feels sort of like you know it. You know? The kind of magic that it is?
Yeah, I get ya.
And it's definitely an amalgamation of bad. Of, like, not good.
I don't know how much we can think before our heads explode, but whatever this is, I think the royal family has been working with this sort of magic for a long time. We should sleep and then keep moving.
Yep.
Slay. Everyone's going to sleep?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I actually fall like dirt tired. I fall asleep. Maybe even like a weight lifted off of me because that gross, horrible thing is cleared out from this town.
I love that for you. Andre, you're trying to stay up.
No, I just can't fall asleep. Like, yeah, you know I mean, like, but I then fall asleep because I literally just, my body's like, nope, and I get, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not trying. My brain is so active that I can't until my body is so exhausted that I do.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, no, I feel you 100%. So you're all going to sleep. I think you are having one of your dreams again, Ander.
Every night.
Yeah, every night. And you're like, you're there. It's something you know.
Mm.
So you're strapped down in a medical facility, mm-hmm. as you usually, your dreams usually start. But it's different somehow. And a man steps out of the shadows of where you are. And instead of the guy that usually haunts your dreams, it is a different guy. And it's this older gentleman rather than the usual like young lanky. I think I said he was like an elf.
Yep.
Whoever did whatever he did to you. Yeah. This guy, from the looks of it, looks like a half elf. And he's like short and stout. And he comes up to you and you can only feel fear. And it's not your fear, but it's fear. And then you wake up.
Okay. I don't wake up with a start. I just, my eyes open gently. What time is it?
It's morning. Maybe you were the first to rouse.
Okay. I'll probably start doing the little jobs, not to wake in, I don't want to wake anybody up yet. I'll let them sleep, but I'm going to pack up our food and stuff like that.
And that's where I'm going to end it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like listening to us, please share us, follow us. Do all that fun stuff. And if you'd like to see more from us, you can follow us on our social medias at 5GemsOfficial on @Twitter and Blue Sky and at 5Gems in a Trench Coat everywhere else. And you can also check out our website, 5GemsInATrenchCoat.com, for some cool stuff. We're probably going to be posting everything Tamlin drew for this campaign so far. So you can see everything on the website. You can support us further if you'd like to on our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat. We drink a lot of energy drinks because we have long recording days, and we'd greatly appreciate it.
If you like what we're doing over here and you want to go see other stuff we do, you can go ahead and head over to Adavan's Armory, ADAVANS, at Adavan's Armory on everything, where we make 5e supplemental content. It's a great time over there. We have a lot of fun. Taylor, what do you do for us?
Hello, I do all of the art for this lovely podcast. A lot of the art for this lovely podcast and Adavan's Armory. I was going to say 5 Genius and a Chesco again, as I do. Gremlin Frog Art, FROGGART, on both Instagram and Twitter. Tanner?
I do a thing. It's called The Key to Other Worlds. It's on Substack. Come check it out. It's about immersion and narrative and stories. It's in, I don't know. I like it. I think it's fun. You should come check it out.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye, audience.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky.
You can also check out our website at 5gemsundertrenchcoat.com. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsundertrenchcoat. Thanks so much, and catch you in the next episode.